Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Chuck Hammond broadcasting live from the Unified Trust Studios in scenic Hanover, Pennsylvania, the salty snack capital of the world. The show is Content That Moves the Needle. Today is July 23rd, and it is a lot of fun for me to be introducing our guest today, Mr. Ross Marino. Most of you may know Ross from his Raymond James and his 401k Recon Intelligence, and longtime friend of the 401k Study Group. Ross, welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on, Chuck.
Well, thanks for being on. Thanks for coming on to talk about something that we're both very excited and passionate about. So for the folks that don't know Ross Marino and they don't know the multiple hats you wear, would you mind giving them a quick 30,000-foot view of your relatively short and boring career in the financial services industry?
Certainly. Happy to do that. And just warn everybody ahead of time, there'll be a strong dose of ADD in my history, but I think it's worked out okay. So I started as a financial advisor back in 1988. Have been doing the same thing pretty much ever since. The big change would have been about 15 years ago when I did my first 401k plan and got to go into an office, share about 401ks with participants and potential participants, and really just found a lot of value, and I thought it was fantastic. So at that time, I was a certified financial planner. I had been doing a lot of personal financial planning, but got the 401k bug pretty quickly. So I started to pour myself into 401ks and certainly did a lot of that over the next 10 years. And then near about 2008, 2009, in that time frame, I developed a system of researching providers and using their resources and how to leverage them, and I was using it to build my own practice and to make it more efficient, and someone approached me about marketing that system, so we ended up turning it into a database where it would help the average financial planner access all the tools, the resources, and the research they needed to run a 401k practice. So we launched this system or this database at a big national conference in 2009 and had great feedback on it, but at that point figured out that it would probably be about 100 years before I actually made money on the system. So I knew I needed to scratch that. But during that conference, I experienced the conference from a different perspective. I looked at it from what were the advisors doing and what were they getting out of the conference. I watched what went on in the exhibit hall and just the whole interaction and the whole process there. And then on the last day of the conference, I just ran an idea by a few different wholesalers and some sales managers and said, you know, what if we took this whole conference idea that we're doing here at a national conference and we just crunched it down, meaning we took the hour presentations, made them 30 minutes. We took a two-day conference and made it about half a day and just went city to city and made a much smaller offering, but made sure that it was the same sessions, the same kind of content, just more bullet fashion. And they liked the idea, so we formed Recon. We did our first event in May of 2009. We had 58 advisors show up and said, okay, this will work, so let's create a business. And what it's turned into is an event business or a conference business that caters exclusively to financial advisors. And 600-700 conferences and meetings later, I think we've got a pretty good idea of what advisors like and then also what how sponsors like to engage with advisors. So to fast forward all that to where we are today, although we've mostly been doing regional and citywide meetings, after being a participant in so many national conferences, we just felt there was an opportunity to create something that was going to be much more powerful for the financial advisor. So still running the financial planning practice and managing some 401k plans, although I've scaled that back quite a bit. And we now have 401k Recon, which is our conference and event management business for financial advisors. And we're doing a lot of local and regional events, but now this year we're kicking off a much larger national event, which is how we ended up connecting as well.
Well, Ross, I was joking, and I hope people knew that when I said your short and rather boring career. I always love talking to advisors who have, not that most advisors aren't entrepreneurial, but being entrepreneurial inside of the space is one thing, growing a financial services practice, but doing that in addition to doing something very different but in the same vein. So you've got Recon, you've done hundreds and hundreds of events since the company launched. I've attended some of them. us running the study group, you know, is very different. We've always been of the ilk that advisor's time is very valuable. It's a big commitment to leave your home, leave your family, leave your practice, to travel someplace, to commit for 2, 3, 4 days, to give all of that up for an experience that in some cases that I've been to has been lukewarm at best. So we've always sort of shied away from the events and done everything digital. You've been doing this for a long time. Tell me, you know, why you really wanted to do Excel, why it's going to be different, or why do you anticipate it's going to be different? And then more importantly, why an advisor should consider attending this?
Yep, great question, and I appreciate that. When we sat and did the brainstorming of what type of national conference should we do, the initial thought was, what is out there right now and what isn't being done? And I've gone to a few events as an advisor, and I'll bring up the positive ones. I go to Plan Advisor as an advisor. We don't go there as a sponsor of Recon. I go as an advisor. I like the conference. It fits a certain niche there, and I think they execute pretty well. I've enjoyed it. I've been to the Napa National Conference, which is much bigger. It has a different feel about it, but also I think it brings value to some of the people there. But when I really thought about what wasn't being done, I kind of looked at these events, and I thought, you know, they're kind of industry events. And when you look at the agendas and you look at the topics and how they run it, it feels like an industry conference to me. I thought there was an opportunity to do something that was not just focused on the advisor, but obsessive about the advisor. The reason we call this Excel 401k the Advisors Conference is because we really wanted to design it all about the advisors, which means every single session on the agenda, every workshop, every boot camp is designed around the needs of an advisor. If you're not a producing retirement plan advisor or part of a team, then you can't attend the event unless you're one of the sponsors. So it's not meant to be an industry event. It's meant to be for the advisors. And the way we think it's going to be different and how we've done it to this point is our advisory board is only currently producing financial advisors or retirement plan professionals. It is not industry people or speakers or consultants. The core that is putting together the agenda, that's driving the decisions that we make, their primary source of income is their book of business. And when you approach it that way, you're going to get a little different feel. But in addition to that, Chuck, what I also did is I talked with some of the potential sponsors and the industry people and said, if we created a conference that was the best possible experience for a producing advisor, what would it look like? And I actually had a few people that are big names that we would all recognize say, you know, I never actually thought about that. So let me think about that. And a couple people literally wanted to get back to me on it because they've never sat around and said, from an obsessive standpoint, this entire conference must be about the advisor. And we just believe that if we got enough heads together to say, here's what we like about conferences, we could create an advisors conference that would certainly be different and have a different feel than what was out there, but also be something that when advisors went to, they would want to engage and give us more feedback because they'd realize it is their show. And I think we've put that together so far.
Well, I think you have too, and I've been very, very fortunate and excited to be involved with it, not since the inception, but definitely as it's got going on. And for the advisors who haven't taken a look at it, you know, the website is xl401k.com. It's pretty simple to get there. Go take a look at the agenda. Go take a look at the event. It's being held in October. So, Ross, you limited the number of advisors. You limited the number of sponsors, which is something which runs total counterculture to a lot of the events that were doing it. Tell me why you picked Vegas, why you limited the number of advisors, and why, more importantly, you limited the number of sponsors.
Certainly. So first, with Vegas, Vegas is easy to get to for most everybody, and I think the bang for the buck is better than any other conference location in America. So when you go to Vegas, you know the hotels are going to be inexpensive. So our hotel nights are $99 for a 4-star hotel. you know that the food and beverage isn't going to cost you that much. And then for whatever you want to do in the evening, you know, maybe 20 years ago, Vegas was all about gambling and certain activities that some people don't like. But the new Vegas baby, it's not just about gambling. There are more shows, more activities, more wonderful restaurants and things to do in Vegas than any other city at that price point in America. So I think it really creates a great location for us where we can have a variety of activities there. People will enjoy it. They'll come a little early. They'll stay a little late. And I think that'll make a difference. And then the other two aspects is, why do we limit the advisors and why do we limit the sponsors? Well, the first thing with the advisors, I think what we value more than, I don't know if I'd say more than anything else out there, but what we certainly value a lot of is to be able to interact with our peers. And in the conference world, the larger the crowd gets, the less interaction that you have with people. You may instinctively think more people means more conversations, but it doesn't work that way. The larger crowd actually limits the interaction, limits the community, limits the back and forth. So when you're in a room and there's a speaker and there's 300 people in the room, there's not going to be a lot of Q&A going on. But if you have 40 or 50 people in the room, you can actually create a discussion between that speaker and the people in the room. So we limited it to a maximum of 250 advisors, and that's a hard close. There will not be 251. So it's going to be limited to 250. And at any given time, there's going to be five concurrent sessions going. There'll be four traditional sessions where one will be a panel and three will be traditional sessions, and then there will be a workshop, and the workshop is in a room that is limited to 32 people. So if you do the math, you're going to have 50, 60, 70 people max in the larger rooms, and you're going to have a workshop with 32 people. With 250 advisors, it works. I think it's small enough where people can interact, but it's large enough where we get enough variety in there. And then on the sponsor side, that's something I was certainly convicted on. Looking at it from the advisor, we don't want five sponsors in the room for every advisor. I've sat down at tables for breakfast or for lunch when there's six people sitting there for breakfast, and when I look around, I'm the only advisor sitting at the table. And let's be honest about this. That's not what I want as an advisor. That's not what the sponsors want either. Nobody wants that 5-to-1, 4-to-1 ratio. So what we did is decided there's only going to be 40 corporate sponsors there. And when you look at the number of people that they're allowed to bring, there will be more advisors in attendance than sponsors. And yes, Chuck, you're right. It is counterculture, but we just had this conversation this morning here as a team with Recon. What's different about Recon is that we don't have an agenda that relates to Recon, meaning we don't have a product that we're trying to sell. We don't have an end result that we're trying to get out of it. And most conferences are tied to some organization that has their own goals. At Recon, it's simple. We want to create an event that an advisor will come to, and then we want to have enough sponsors where there's margin in there where we will make money. But we don't need to double the conferences. We don't need to push any other products. So by doing that, we can keep it limited, a limited number of advisors, a limited number of sponsors, and I think that'll create a whole different environment than what is normally available to us in the marketplace.
Ross, I think the one thing that stood out for me since the beginning of this, when you first approached us about our thoughts and what we thought would make a good conference, is you're really concerned about the advisor experience. I've been at those conferences too. I travel almost every month and either attend or speak at a conference. The ones that I come away with the best feeling are the ones where it really feels like they took the extra step to make sure people got in, learned, moved on, had a good time, and had the ability to interact and not really feel claustrophobic. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm a 40-something-year-old guy. I've been in the business a very, very long time. I don't like getting up for breakfast at 7:30 and having to worry about, do I have my game face on at the minute I step into the conference room, because I know what's going to be waiting for me. You're offering different styles, different strategies, different venues, and you're also going to be doing things that are going to encourage social interaction between advisors. And the one thing we get all the time that advisors say, hey, Chuck, the best part about the conference was seeing you, or the best part of the conference was being able to hang out with some of the guys and gals that I only see once a year. And And you've really tried to put together an event that is not only going to foster their education and practice growth and development on the 401k side, but you're giving them the opportunity to be human beings and to have a good time and to connect with some folks that they know and learn from some folks that they don't. But I also wanna throw in that, you know, the conference isn't just about the advisor and it isn't just about Recon and it's not just about the sponsors. You're also going to be giving something back, aren't you? Aren't the attendees going to have the opportunity to provide some type of work for the community while they're there?
Yes, that's great. What we're actually doing is we've partnered with a charity, a nonprofit organization called Mission Made Jewelry. And this is an organization that goes to the poorest parts of the world where there is no welfare program and there is no check from the government. And you have people that are literally starving to death. I think most people have heard the stat already that 2.5 billion people in the world, which is almost 40%, lives on less than $2 per day. And many of those people, they're skilled, they're talented, they would love to work, there's just no job. So what Mission Made Jewelry does is they partner with these organizations around the world to train these people how to make jewelry and scarves and fabrics and purses and all a bunch of handmade items. They import them into the U.S., Mission Made Jewelry sells them, and then any proceeds, what normally would be considered a profit, they take that money and then donate it back into some of these same communities. Most of the funds go specifically to fight human trafficking and sex trafficking. So it's an organization where every single item you see supports both a mission and creates sustainable income for the people who made it. So we're going to make sure that this nonprofit has some exposure at the event while we're there. It'll be able to share with people if they want to hear the story of some of the missions that they support. And also it's coming right up around the holiday season and the Christmas season, so there will be a lot of great gift ideas if that's what you want to do. And I've seen the products. I know the products. It's the kind of things that people will certainly be interested in. But, you know, living in America is fantastic. It's wonderful to grow up in the Western Hemisphere, and our world is so different from someone who was born in the streets in Thailand or in the middle of Africa. So we're going to make sure that we use this conference as an opportunity for people to be exposed to the stories that are out there, to some of the things these are people are doing. And if you look at it, they're not asking for a handout. They don't want welfare. What they want is a job, which if you look at most people, I guess, in the U.S. who are on welfare, if you offered them a real good job or a welfare check, they want the real good job. Well, it's not much different around the world, except there's no welfare out there. So these are people who are desperate, and Mission Made Jewelry makes sure they get them funds to those people and makes a difference in their lives. And as a conference, we're going to try to give them exposure and support them as well.
I was at a conference 2 years ago where they had a similar thing where you packed bags for underprivileged kids to go back to school. So cereal and pens and pencils and a little backpack. And as long as that table was, I could tell you that I packed, I think, 5 bags. I went two or three times. My business partner, Chris, went. He was there only for a day, but he made sure he went down there and packed 3 or 4 of them. And you know, despite the fact that we do live here and it's only a little bit, that little bit helps. And if you want to learn more about the giving back, go to the XL401K.com website, click on the tag about giving back, and you can learn more about there. So, Russ, registration's been open for, I don't know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, limited to 250 advisors. Is there still room for people to sign up? And other than going to the website to do that, what else should they know?
Yes, there is still some room. We've been open for, I guess, close to 3 weeks. We're in what you would call the early bird registration, and we're now approaching 50% full already. So I apologize to people who haven't heard about it already. Because it's invitation only, you have to be connected to either a sponsor or some organization to learn about it. So there is no mass marketing, and you're not going to be spammed with it. So please go to Excel 401k. We do not expect the registration to be open that much longer. Within the middle of the summer, I was told by many people that, oh, nobody signs up for anything in the middle of the summer. And well, apparently they sign up for this conference because we're almost halfway filled already. So I think we've connected with advisors where they want this type of program, this type of agenda. So go to the website. You can certainly sign up. Registration will be open, I'm sure, for a few more weeks. And if you're active in the 401k business and really the idea of this experience, I guess if you want to take a sentence to kind of wrap it up, it's not designed for the caretakers of the world out there who have already made it and are just waiting to ride into retirement. This is for the advisor that is looking to double their practice, period. There's a lot of marketing. There's a lot of practice management sessions out there, a lot of workshops and interaction. And it's designed for the person who really wants to grow their practice. And we have the sessions and the workshops and the speakers that we think can help you do that. So we'd love to have you at the practice or at the conference if that's who you are.
Ross, the one thing I do want to add is I see some names on that sponsorship list that typically don't make it to the big national conferences. I see some folks on there that I've never heard of. I have not spent a lot of time looking at the sessions, largely because I didn't think I needed to. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean that in a good way. I mean, I know that I'm going to be able to sign up for some stuff, and I get to pick and choose, and I get to socialize, and I get to do what I want to do at this conference, which is great. But there are some folks on that list who I've never heard of before. And one of the things we love doing at the 401k Study Group is helping innovators, find people that are trying to change the way people are doing business in the retirement plan space. And I know that they're not always easy to find, but I want to say that there are some really cool names on there that I'm excited about learning more about. So registration is only going to be open for a couple of weeks. If you want to go to the conference and you haven't heard about it yet, feel free to hit me on Twitter or hit me on LinkedIn. I'd be more than happy to see what I can arrange for you. I'd love for this event to be the landmark event in the retirement plan space. I love the fact that Ross is catering to the folks we call aspirational, the folks that really have found a good fit in the retirement plan practice and are looking for people and tools and providers and solutions vendors that are going to help them grow and scale without adding a lot of staff. And I think that's really at the heart of what Ross and the folks at Recon have tried to do with this event. So the website is xl401k.com. Connect with Ross on LinkedIn. He is there. If you have any questions and they're not answered on the website, shoot him an email. Let me know. I'm happy to answer what I can. But, Ross, I told you I'd keep you for 20 minutes, and I lied. We've gone way over that. So I want to thank you for your generosity. I want to thank you for your time, and I can't wait to see you in Vegas, baby.
Sounds great. Thanks so much. Appreciate it, and look forward to seeing you in October.
Great, everybody. Thanks. This is Chuck Hammond. Check out xl401k.com. And, again, thanks to my guest, Ross Marino. Have a good summer, and hope to see you in Vegas. Thanks.